We are continuing our shiurim on the matbea bracha, particularly the siddur shash on the of the matbea bracha. We're going to be using a chart with all the matbea bracha on it, and we're going to go through this chart with a little bit of understanding, hasberim, to understand what's going on. So we had started already from the top. From Baruch, we explained a little bit. We read out some of the quotes from the Arizal and Shach Kavanas and other places. So we're going to continue reading out different quotes that I've chosen and that I picked up from the different Mefarshim in order to give understanding what this is all about. Okay, so let's start. Now, we're going to look at the Siddur Hashash over here, where it says Baruch. Now, we explained already the beginning. Let's just get a close up over here so we can see what we're doing over here. Okay, I hope this is clear. Okay, that's a bit clear. Hey, can you pass me another copy? Yeah. Okay, now I can see myself. Here we go. So we have over here the word Baruch, if I'm not mistaken, right? This is the word Baruch. And underneath the word Baruch, we'll find that there are Shemas over here, right? Straight underneath. We explained that yesterday. That's the Zivugim of of Atik and the Zivugim of Arich, which are just underneath. Now we also explained that the Shefa, which is coming down, is called Chagat. Now, what does that mean, Chagat? Because we said there's only two different types of shefas. We're either shef of Gadlus or shef of Katnus. Now, at this moment in time, when you're first building up the Partsufim, bringing the shefa, you always bring down shef of the Katnus first. And then later on, we'll see a Melech HaOlam, that's when you're going to start working on bringing on the shefa a Gadlus. So, now, shefa Katnus that you're bringing down is in the form, what's called, it's called Chagas. And the Muvan Me'elav, then when you work with the Shefa Gadlus, it's called Chabad. Okay? So that's clear. So therefore, if we look at this chart over here, we're going to find that it says, you're going to make a Zivug Pinim and Chitzur, that's two different sides of the same Zivug, and you're going to make a Zivug in the Chagas, and the Chagat Nahi of the Chagats. I'm pointing in the right direction over here. Here. So it's the Chagat that you're focusing over here. See that? There's two Chagats. One for the Al Rampin, one for the Atim, one for Al Rampin. So those are the different Shaluvim. Again, we don't see any more detail. That's it. At Kan, when it comes to the Patsuf of Atik and Al Rampin. So you can just imagine, we're drawing down Shefa from on top to all the way bottom. So we start from the Atik, Arachampin, then we're going to move into Abav Ima. But I just want to point out over here, you don't see much information. All you find is a Zivug between the Eke and Havaya, which represents a Zivug for both both of them. Now, we're going to go to the next stage here. So we're going to read out the Kita over here, this introductory line that the Rashash tells us to read before we start being Mechavin on these Kavanas over here. So let's read that together. V'lahamshich ha-shefa mizivuk pinimi de-chabad de-mar u-ben de-arachampin le-zivuk pinimi de-chabad de-mar u-ben de-abba v'ima v'yasid. So what does that mean exactly? So, by the way, wherever it says le means it's bringing the shefa from one place to the other place. Okay, so again, let's just take that over again. So we're bringing now the Shefa. We brought down the Shefa from Atik to Al-Rampin. Now we're going to bring the Shefa all the way down to Abav Ima. So we read, Lahamshich HaShefa Mizivuk Pinimi Dechaba Demahu Ben De'Al-Rampin. That means you're drawing down the Shefa. You're drawing down the Shefa from the higher Partsufim, Atik and Arich, all the way down to Abav Ima. Now, I have to preface about that saying like this. Now, we're going to bring down two different types of shefa, just to make things a little bit more complicated. One type of shefa, besides the gadlus and katnus that we spoke about a minute ago, we speak about bringing down the shefa which is via zivug, a shefa pinimi, and there's something called shefa chitzon. Two different types of shefas. Before we spoke about different mekoymas, right? This is a mokum godol mezeh. Now we're speaking about a different sug type of shefa. So this sug shefa is called the zivug pinimi. By doing a zivug pinimi, you bring the shefa of pinimi. Now that is called chabad. That is called chabad. Right? These names are interchangeable, but let's just use the knowledge that we have of erechim to understand that equate zivug pinimi with chabad. With chabad. Okay, that's a higher form of zivug, more pinimistica. And Chabad is a symbol for a very high type of zivug, of shefa. And then he says the ma'uben. Ma'uben always means the right hand side and left hand side, or tzad zacha, which is on the right hand side, and tzad nukva, which is side on the left hand side. Then al champin. That means in al champin, we're going to find that there's two parts of al champin: a man side of al champin and a ben side of al champin. And you're going to bring that shefa le zivuk pinimi de chaver de ma'uben de abba the ima v'yasu, and you're going to bring the shefa to where? To abba the ima and yisro saba. So you see the shefa moving down from the higher partzufim, from attic, and then from al chapi, and then finally to abba the ima. So we're drawing down the shefa slowly but surely into the final part, so where we find when we get them to zoom. Okay, remember, this is all in the word bo. Now, so we're going to make a zivug again in our chapin, and that's going to transfer the shefa to both the tzad ma'uben of Abba v'ima and Yasut. So let's look on the right side of here. Over here, our right, but it's actually on this side is my left. And we're going to read. So that was just the title. This was the title. And now we're going to read more specifically what you do. So, shefa de ma, because ma is on the right hand side. That's why. The al champin, we know the parts of al champin. The chub chug, that means chokhma bina chasadim ugdas, gvoz, which is a more of a pilot of the type of shefa that you're bringing down. The chabad, the zivug pinimi. Again, the zivug pinimi is this particular type of shefa that we're bringing down right now. Later on, we'll see what zivug chitzon. That's going to bring a lower type of shefa. The ma, the abba v'yisasaba.
I don't understand. Zivug pinimi of who is who?
A zivug pinimi. this is between. This is abba v'im. This is abba v'yisasaba. Minuber making a zivug over here.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And also we have on the left hand side Sheva de Ben de Archampi Lechub, not Chub Chug, it's only the Chub of the Chaba de Zivug Penimi. Oh, by the way, no, sorry, I meant to say, we're not making a zivug over here, we're bringing the Chaba of the zivug that you originally made from Archampi. Archampi, he has a tzad ma, tzad ben.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a zivug menu bay. Okay? Yeah, yeah. So the zohar side of him, and yes. And the nukva.
Yes.
Now we're bringing that shefa, which is called the chabad of that zivug pnimi, to abba
Yisra.
And on the left hand side, which is on the right side over here, you're going to bring it down to ima vitfuna. Okay? Now going back to the right hand side, let's continue. So where is that going specifically? It's going to the malchut of the chub chug, the zivug elyon, the abba v'yisro saba. Abba v'yisro saba. On the left hand side, we have the malchus, the chub, the zivug elyon, the ima v'tfuna.
Is it zivug between ima and tfuna?
No. Again, this is a... To a mokum where the zivug takes place.
Okay.
Yeah, the malchut the chub the zivug elyon the ima v'tvuna. Okay, now let's analyze this. When we talk about this shefa, now what you see over here are shefa. These shemos over here, this ab on the right hand side is called ab sag ma'uben. See these four names. And this keneged over here, the ab sag ma'uben. These are keneged chokhma bina chasadim d'das gvozad. That's why he calls them chub chug. Okay, in our language, you see over there, it was mispar asmab.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right? Whisper. Asma, right? Abzag Moben. On the left hand side, what do you find? The counterpart of the Ab and the Sag, which is called Kasan Kamag. That's a Gematria. Kasa is 161, right? That's if you add in the Aleph, Lamed, Pei, and the He and the Yud, then Yud, Vavdal, and the He and Yud, you come with 161. And the other one is Kamag, 143. Now, we have to question at this moment in time, the Mepharshim asked this question, is that...
Where's the Aleph coming from?
Aleph, that's the Eke.
Right.
Eke is always a representative of Fima Patsuf, since we're talking about Ima and Tvuna, so she always has ekes to attach to her patsuf. Every time we speak about a female patsuf, and when we speak about a male patsuf, we usually speak about Ab, Sag, Ma'uben. Now, what we have to question over here, that the Mufashim ask over here, that this is not the low ke klalenu. I mean, we have a klal, is that the Shefa doesn't really look like this. Shefa is not really represented by Ab, Sag, Ma'uben. So the question is, when we're dealing, for example, the shefa, the particular shefa that we deal at this stage over here, as I mentioned early on, is mochem de katnas. Later on, when we get to the words melech ha'olam, that's what we're going to start working with, mochem de gadlus. Mochem de gadlus. So how does mochem de katnas, how to differentiate between mochem de katnas, mochem de gadlus? Mochem de katnas always has elokims. We saw in the Kabbalah of Pesach, when we did them. And Mochem de Gadlus is Havayas. Is a Havayas, Yud Kei Vav Kei. So what is this business over here of Ab Sag Ma'u Ben doing over here? So the Shah Rachmin asks this question. He gives a very, very interesting question, interesting answer to this. And his answer is, by the way, Shah Rachmin, here's the Sefer Shah Rachmin. These are Ma'amorim, not Ma'amorim, the Pshatim of Shol Dweck. We wrote the Eshel on the Otzel Chaim. So this is Shelet Shuvos. It's brought down the Melakin from Rav Katzin. Rav Katzin is one of the Tamid Muvak of Rav Shol Dweck to put it together. And he writes over there in Chelik Beis, a Simon Chav Beis. He writes that this Loshon L'remez Es Al Ralab Shebeteves Boruch. That's what he says. Now what does that mean? The remez as a ralab shebetevis boch. Any ideas? Any guesses?
Even in the middle of four work or something?
No, the material boch.
The
material boch.
That's right. What is the gematria of boruch?
With the oasis.
The four oasis, base reish vav chav is 232.
With four oasis.
Yeah.
Ralab, right? So.
228,
What did I say? 200.
You said
32.
Ralab,
232, yeah.
With the oasis.
Yeah.
With the oasis.
Yeah, that's what you meant. Plus the four oasis makes, yeah. Okay. So the pshat like this is very unusual, by the way, what I said, because we don't find such a thing. Usually, look what we do. Really, we're supposed to be seeing over here Elohim, over here. Four Elohim, whatever you want to bring down. Four Elohim, one Elohim, doesn't matter. To indicate that you're bringing down that Shefa, and how do you see it? By Elohim. The Rishash is changing that Surah in order to give you a Gematria of Ralab in order to match the word that you're saying, Boruch. You hear that, Mitzvah? It's such a thing. It's a paladic thing. Ever mind.
But I don't think we are not. It's a shifa here. You know what? Oh. Instead of having a baby, I'm going to have a dog, because dog is matria.
Right, so let's give a hesbah to this. As I'm saying, this, we don't find this b'derech klal. B'derech klal, we don't find it. Maybe one or two other places we find such a thing. So the pshat like this is that, by the way, the Hagor, the Gaon Shah in Shah Rachamim says, Ad kdekach, don't be an obo chokham and start to mechaber elokim here, because you know the emes is mochem de katnas and has to be elokim. Main, it's about that we have the Rishash telling you it's abdu abzag ma'uben, even though it's counterintuitive. You mechaber. That's the halacha lemaisa. So what's the pshat? The pshat is as follows. This is the I saw this Hasbro brought down, is that Vaisachos from here, that it's so important to mitziyaches the kavona to the mila that you're saying, that at kedekach it's kedai me'oid me'oid mishana the actual shefa. Even though Aliba the Emes about the Mochin the Elokims are coming down, but it's kedai in order to keep you in tune with what you're actually doing. I tell you, Maisa Shohaya. Maisa Shohaya. Once we're Mechavan in a particular sefer, and all the Kavanas are Gavaltig, Mechavan. And through the Kavanas, somebody pointed out that the word is missing. What are the words of Tefillah was working like? Shema, and then Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Elokeinu was missing, you know, the word Elokeinu was missing. So, all these kavanas is yotze lechutza. Gorish belt, you know, yotze any mitzvah, you know, you think you're going to study mechavan all these kavanas. So what's more important, the mila or the kavanas? About the mila. So it is the ikka. The kavanas is just coming to show you the background of what's being poiled over there. But if you don't see the actual word, it's going to rebel. So the mila is the ikka here. So the Rashash felt that it's important, misyachas, that even the kavanas, even if we have to manipulate the kavanas somehow to match the word, it's gogo choshev. That's a mixed hasba, but it's something to go for.
Now, what would be the real kavana?
Huh?
The real kavana would be what? Let's say I don't know if you have the real one.
Okay.
No, you need malban, you need different kavanas, you need.
So you would have Elohim spelled in different ways with them. We saw by Pesach. We saw the hey, that's a high hey, or hey Aleph, hey Yud.
But you don't have an Elohim. Do you have an Elohim, Zachal Nekevo? You got Malban in Elohim? I remember different Elohim.
Yeah, the Yudim is masculine, hey,
how do you spell the hey?
But you, yeah, but you won't be able to make the Tzivufim wanted to play like this.
Okay, it's all theoretical, anyways, but that's not the point. The point is, you have to mechavin, the Hagoah here in the Shah Rachman says you have to mechavin kemo shehu.
Absolutely. The Shefa's coming by itself without you mechavin, which comes out.
No, the Shefa's, that was stomachasha, because Mochim the Katas anyways is coming down, right? So, but you have to misyachas to the kavanah in order to get a few tools. Either you have to bring it down, the zivus happen by itself, or you have to misyachas in order to get the schal, kilo shitav pula, various tools. But you definitely misyachas to the shefa. So you leave your mind open. You look at this kavanah, and vice versa, that attaches you to the ikka kavanah, which is the Elohim over there. Now the question is on the left. I haven't seen it.
It's a bit strange, no? No, I mean I want to make it something else. Who cares?
What?
I want to make it something else. Who cares? Anyway, it's not the real kavanah. Who decide this kavanah? The Rashash? Thank you. Who is it to change the kavanah? The real kavanah?
There is no real kavanah. This is the real kavanah. Again. I didn't say this is the emistic soft postuk of the Hezbollah. I don't. Maybe there's other people there of the Masbir,
no,
but this is.
Why would
we have to be careful the way we chat with the Rashash? You have to.
No, I don't know. I said no, not the Rashash.
The Rashash put his kavanah
there.
Yeah,
I believe the Rashash. No, that's the kavanah.
No.
So why would he? Oh, you know what? I will tell Kal Yisrael a kavanah with Shemoyz v'chulu. It's fake. It's just for the
Rabbanim. One second. Before you start putting down the Rabbanim, you have to tell.
No, the Rashash.
I'm talking about the Shah Rachim. You're putting down the Shah. You have to know who this is.
I
don't
understand. I mean,
right. Shah Rachim was Shaul Dweck. Shaul Dweck, and if you ask Rav Yaakov Hillel who Shaul Dweck, he would bow down and kiss his feet. You know, for him, it's like.
Even if that would not.
And all the yeshivas in there, so all the big yeshivas, you know, like Shah Shemayim, Orbach. The yeshiva that I attended to of Tiferes Mordechai, of
Mordechai
Atiyah, they all paskin according to the Rosh Hashanah, which has a skoma of the Leshem. He's not an Odom Kotten.
He's the one who did it all in his head. Right?
That's right.
And he passed
it.
Oh, like the Kalans?
Yeah. Because he was blind, I think. He couldn't see that.
Anyway, I'll call point. So the vault is if he's teaching on the Rashash and he has all the greatest respect for Rav Shach, and he's telling you that's the Hezbo over here.
But are we together that even you don't understand what I mean?
I don't understand a lot of things, not a high, but
no,
love.
No, but this makes, no, but again, no, no, no.
What's important is that we just listen to the words. The Hagar here says that even sounds like a bit of a fishy story what's going on here, but nevertheless, at Kedekach, it's so emistic, you can't even go along in Mechavin Alukins over here. Which you think, you know what, it's very practical. Okay, I'll think emes, I want to attach the kavona to the word bo'o, but I know the emes to kipshat is Elohim, I'm Mechavin Elohim, they tell you, it's not kedai.
That's not kedai. There has to be a reason for that, no?
Okay. What are you saying?
It should be Elohim.
Because it's Mochim the Katlas we're bringing down over here. This is Mochim the Gadlas here.
But he's talking about a very high level still. Wouldn't that make a difference?
No. Mochim the Katlas and Mochim the Katlas. Now, the problem is on the left hand side now. Now, we know that you bring in that all the Shef.
By the way, just not to be a. But the Etzen. That's Shefa, it's not Mochim de Katnos. What we Moshech, it's Shefa. The Shefa will turn to be Mochim de Katnos when it's Magia to his place.
No.
When you a baby, yeah, when the baby is very small fetus in the womb of the mummy, he's not bringing the eye from the mummy in the eye of the baby. Yeah. It takes something else, which is not the eye.
It expands into it later on.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, basically it starts off as something very small.
Which is
just the Gurren, and then it expands. And
so otherwise, it should be Elohim's.
No.
Well, no, it only becomes Elohim's later. Only when it comes into the lower parts of him, then you can see it takes the form of Elohim.
You're working backwards. This is Mochim the Godless here.
No.
Absag Ba'oben is Mochim the Godless.
No.
Right.
So according to you, it shouldn't even be Elohim's, you're saying. It should be even less than Elohim's.
Why is this Mochim the Godless?
Again, Absag Ba'oben is Mochim the Godless. That's the kasha.
Yeah, but that's a shefa.
Mochim and Shefa are identical for me. I don't see any hezbara to any reason why to machalik between Shefa and Mochim. The exact same thing. Okay, Adka, let's move on. Now on the left hand side we find that there is Shefa going down to Tvuna, Iman Tvuna. Now what's a shtikla pele over there? On the Zoha side we have four different types of level of Shefa, which is Keneged the Chub Chug, which is Mochim, right? You bring that Mochim. Mochim is always four parts. Keneged Chokhma, Bina, Chazadim, Das, and Gurda. Kitzur, Chabad is coming down. When it comes to the left hand side, you only have Chub. What happened to the Das? What happened to the Das? So again, they ask this question. Everything I bring down is just a liquid word I've seen. So the.
There's not as many permutations in Maaseh. There's no vav there. So what can you do?
What do you mean there's no permutations?
Hey, we make hey.
Yeah, there are four permutations. So what we call them, so let me explain. So what officially you would see is kasa, kasa, kamag, kana. Kana would be the fourth one. So we have two, kenega, chokma, bina. Yeah, everything's kenega. So chokma, bina is kasa, kasa. Right, and then the keneged the chasadim the das you would have kamag, and keneged the gvus the das you would have kana. 151. Okay, so we do find that, but why are we here that we're only finding two? So it's
no. There's only kasa, kamag, right?
So
there's two kasas, kenei chokhma and bina.
Yeah, kasa, kasa, kamag, kana.
Is there any difference between two kasas at all?
Yes, chokhma bina.
Yeah, but in the actual way you write it out.
The permutation is hey, you do.
Is that the hey made of like a dalan and yud and dalan and vav?
I think so, yeah.
It is.
So we have four. So the answer is. The answer is.
Yeah, there's three.
The answer is as follows. Now, it's Emes. It's Emes. We find, for example, in Etz Chaim, in Shah Abav Ima, Perek Ches Klal Dalit. You can look it up over there. It's on the left hand side of the page. No, I'm not talking to you. You're looking at the Etz Chaim. If you look at the Shah Abav Ima, Perek Ches Klal Dalit. There he said, look before, you want to read it out to us? I don't have the text. I do have it.
Which Perek?
Abba v'Ima.
Which Perek?
Perek. Perek Ches.
Zivugin, Perek Ches, yeah.
Yeah. Klal Dalet.
I don't know if I'm Perek Ches.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, there he says that you should have Kasa Kasa, Kamag, and Kana. So why do we only have over two over here? So he says, Machalik between Mochim and Kelim Elavushim. When you're dealing with Mochim and Achanam, you should have four Mochim. Can I get Chochma, Bina, Chasadim, Dazim, and that? When you're dealing with Kelim Elavushim, which we are, there's only three. There's only three. And we'll see the third one comes later on. But four you'll never see by kidding. That's the tales that they give over here. Okay, so let's move on. And then you bring it down to the Malchus, that means you bring it all the way down to Abba V'Ima, the Shefa, and you bring it down, see this Havai over here, and the Eke on the other side. That's representing Abba, which is the Havai, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Eke is representing Ima and Tvuna.
You don't have that one.
What?
Doing a chesed and gvuras. That's not on the side.
On the left hand side.
We don't have a chuk.
Yeah. On the left hand side, we don't have a chuk. Yeah. Now, why don't we have the Pe'asade is an interesting say. Pe'asade is all the writings that the Rav Shaul Dweck wrote on the side of his Etz Chaim. Pes Asade, that they gathered, that's actually Rav Yaakov Hiller's work. He collected, he took his Etz Chaim and collected all and put it into a sefer called Pes Asade. Then Chelik Beis Daf Resh Mem Ches, he writes that the Zivug Dun Chabad Shenase Kan Hu Zivug Minu Be Abba Ube Ima Ve Yisus Abba Ve Ima Utfuna. Now, remember, if he says, "Yes, Abi Sidurim, Shu Mosifim Old Zivug Acher." Okay, that's later on. Sorry, I preempted that. Now, what I wanted to tell you over here is that why don't we find the das over here by the two on the left hand side? Because there's a klal that Nashim Datum Kala.
See,
Nashim Datum. This is the Drush Asher in Etz Chaim.
Dush?
Yeah, a dush in Etz Chaim. We find in many different places he brings it down. That the Nashim Datum Kala. I'm trying to find out where is the makor for this.
What, in Etz Chaim?
Yeah.
We had it already, yeah.
Yeah, we had it. We had it in different places.
Neko Vele, I would say, no?
The Shemin Sosa brings it down. Shemin Sosa and the Pesach Anayim in Daf. In Daf Pei on the base, he says Sheheyois Hanukva Data Kala Kenoda Yesh Larak Chub. She only has a Chub. Kivan Shel Chub Hu Mina Das VeEin LaDas. Because the push to the Teretz. The Teretz is why don't we see Chasod in Das and Gvoz in Das? Because that is Das and Nashim Kalas. They don't have a Das. They have a different type of das. They have a bina yisera. So they have different qualities.
So what they missing? Missing the chuk.
Yeah, missing the chuk because they have the datum kala. Yeah. The kasha over here, though.
That's the wrong shame.
That's the kasha. The kasha over here would be an obazoi on the left hand side over here where we find the eke. The two ekes. This is kasa and kamag.
It should be kasa kasa.
It should be shikasa kasa.
Oh, wait, wait. Hey.
Kasa and Kasa, that's Keneged Chochma Bina.
Yeah.
There you go. Kasa Kasa, it's Keneged Chochma. But here we have Kasa Kamag.
So it's the right hand side, it's the Chochma and the Chasodim.
Chasodim the Das. So you just told me Datum Kala. On that, this is what I should have told you afterwards, this is where it comes in, the Shah Abba V'Ima. They said that only applies, that Klal of Kasa Kasa Kamag Kane Chochma Bina, Chasodim the Das, only applies to Mochim.
Okay.
When you're talking about Levushim and Kelim, we don't make that two-cell between the Chochma Bina and thing. So in Kelim, this would be Chochma Bina.
Right. And what would the hook be? It would be Kasa and Kamag, I guess.
No, Kamag you have over here. We're talking about that's a Kelim.
Good kana.
That's a key. That's a key.
Sorry, kasa and kana.
No. It doesn't work in those midahs, Bachar. You don't have two kasas.
So what would the names of the chug be?
What do you mean the chug? We have kelim. You don't have chug in kelim.
And what was the four?
You don't have chug in kelim.
So maybe that's why it doesn't mention it there, because there aren't any...
Exactly.
Any Seamus.
No.
At all.
We're talking. This is talking about Caleb.
Yes.
So maybe the Chug is there, but it doesn't have any names. There's no Seamus for the names of the Chug.
Okay.
The Chug is here as well.
No, sorry. I have the Chug is Kana. The Chug is Kana.
Ah, just Kana.
Just Kana.
Just Kana.
That's right. Kasa is the Chochma. Oh. Bina is Kamal, and the Chug is Kana. Correct.
And this one is missing is the Kana is missing.
Yeah, it's missing the Kana. We'll see later on Kana is later on.
And so basically...
So you've
only got three instead of four then.
That's right. Because we're dealing with Kelim and Levush and not Moishu.
So you're putting all these, the Ekevah Shiluvs, you bring them all down into these two on the right and the left.
So we're starting from Atik.
Arich.
Right, Miki Zibur again.
All these Zibugim going into the right hand side, which is Abba and Yisro Saba, and the left hand side.
These are Mochim. We bring down the Oros.
These are Mochim.
These are Mochim.
Mochim. But again, it should be Elokim's, as we spoke out earlier.
Well, what about the Oros?
We don't see that. We're going to speak about that later on. Why is it? If you look at page number 5, or page number base, even base, page base. So you see, this is. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav.
Yeah.
So on page base, you'll find Oros over here. See that?
Uh-huh.
You see Havayas over here? These Havayas are Oros. Yes. That's not Shepherd. That's Oros. Now the Shaila is, Mepharshim also asks us the question, why don't we see any Oros over here? The answer is, again, we're so high, Alevai, Ulai, Alevai, we see anything B'chlah.
Yeah, we can't be Mecham the Oros of the Kether Elyon.
That's right. Way too high. It's the Malchus, the Akudim, the Nekudim.
Is that all?
Machlekes.
Machlekes, but we think on the Keser Elyon. The Keser Elyon is the Malchus, the Nekudim, which is the Keser of the Akudim. That's right. It's the Malchus of Akudim, which is the Keser of Nekudim.
Right.
Keser Nekudim. Okay, so all we see is just the Zivu. Zibug of Havaya Eket together, that's all represented by that Heilige Shefa which is coming down. But later on, when we start coming down closer back to home, back to Zoom, then you're going to start seeing much more. The page, as you'll see, the page starts getting filled up with oilers and a lot of things start flying over that.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Now, what you're going to do now is that you're going to bring all that Shefa down. You're going to be all that Shefa. I want you to look at this chart for a minute over here. Of course, in the back of your mind, you know that it's coming from
The first thing we actually focus on.
This is station, so it's like a train station, and we mention only the station that are needed for the.
That's right. Der Havor, Der Havor, Der Havor, right.
Yeah. So the first thing we actually think about consciously, like in terms of Seamus, is when it gets to the Atik, the Chagas of Atik, basically.
That's right. Well, why is it Chagas the Atik? I explained, because we're dealing, you asked me this last week, we're dealing more in the Katnas here.
Yeah.
So we're not Mechavim Be'etzin to push it down, because it's coming, anyways, it's Zivugim there, Chitzonim are happening together. Yeah. And when we spoke about Abba Ve'ima, that was that particular case of Abba Ve'ima. That was a general statement. Yes. We only have to go, for example, in Kreshima, we don't talk about going Keser Elyon, right? I will explain, so why over here we have to go to Keser Elyon? So we said, because we don't have the Si'ua of a Gantz Tefillah. In Tefillah, we have Dalet Chalokim in the Tefillah, we have Kobonos, we have Chai Brochas, we have Kobonos, and Smilos, and the Kreshima, and we have Shmona Esrei, we have a Gantz Si'ua of Abiyah, the Atzilus coming down to Abiyah, to help us be Messiah Le'aliyas of Biruim. Here we have nothing of that. We're on our own. So therefore we have to grab on the shovels in a much, much higher area and bring it down. That's why we start from Keser Elyon. But Echadami comes from the end. The Eibishter, again, like we said, in order to mechadish anything, you have to go to the end. So
we start actually having the Kavanas at the top of Atzilus.
Again, but you only see very little Kavanas. Only a Zivuk.
And it's not even the Chabad of Ati, it's the Chagas.
No, it is the Chabad. It's the Chabad and the Nine Chagas of the Chagas.
Yeah, of the
Chagas. Because it's more than the Katlas. Melech HaOlam, you're going to start seeing
the Katlas.
Then you're going to see Chabad.
Then we'll be back.
I see, so we do deal with the whole.
But again, you're only working with the Zivug of Panimi over here. We're going to be working simultaneously with Zivug of Panimi, Zivug of Chitzon all together.
Is that going to be the pattern that's going to be the whole way through the bracha?
Yeah.
So can you just like be mechavan one and say, I don't know, it happens with the other one as well?
No, it's different kavanas.
So this is not, yeah, it's not just copy paste.
No, it's not copy paste.
Right, okay.
Completely different kavanas. Uh-huh. Okay, so there are going to be two tracks of kavanas that you're bringing this thing, bringing this Hayag HaShevet down.
How do you practically do it? Can you just...
You have a sieve in front of you and you look at it.
You have to do Panimi Chitzon and Panimi
Chitzon. Unless you've done it so many times, you memorize, but otherwise... Now, this chart is crucial to understand the Kabbalah. We find this in Shal Raflach as well, as we did in Atzus Chaim. Now, let's just look at this for a little... I don't want to go too much into depth over here. But this is going to help us understand what he means by the Malchus, the Chub, just before the Havaya. Just before he said over here, that where are you bringing this to? You're bringing this down to the Malchus. So what does this Malchus have to do with anything? Because in a minute we'll see that you bring it down to Yesod. It doesn't mean we go on down the Malchus and back to Yesod. So what's this Malchus that he mentions over here? The Malchus, the Chub, the Zivug Elyon. So the answer to that is every time we look at a Sphira, we can subsplit the Sphira into 10 Sphiras. So, for example, if I'm dealing with a Keser, so this is, the entire thing is Keser. Now, within Keser, you have 10 spheres. You have the Keser, you have the Chochmah, and the Bina, let's say. Let's talk about the first three. Excuse me. Now, we're going to split the Keser into two parts, called the Kachab Chagat Nahi, which basically means the 9 top spheres of that Keser, and the Malchus of that Keser. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, how is that represented? How do you know what you're looking at? Is represented by the Havaya Pshuta. When the Havaya Pshuta is around, you have to know you're dealing with the Tesha Sphere, the Yoni of that particular sphere that you're dealing with. When you're dealing with the Malchus of that, when you're dealing with, for example, the Mizbah, when you see that when he talks about Malchus, Malchus is a code word for Gematria. That means he wants you to look at the lower part of that sphere. It means he wants you to look at the gematria of that sphere. Okay?
So the gematria is the malchus of it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, okay, then there's the achorayim bits and so on, which we don't need right now. But if we go down to chokhmah, for example, the same categories apply, the tesha spheres and the malchus. That means the tesha spheres, you're looking at the oisius. And when you deal with malchus, when you see the word Malchus, it's Gematria. Now, when you look at Chochmah, it's interesting that you see the Miloy over here. The Miloy. Mm-hmm. And when you look at Bina, it's the Miloy de Miloy. Miloy de Bina.
I've seen this before.
Okay? So therefore, if I would tell you we're dealing with the Miloy of the Chochmah, of the Malchus, I'm giving you a message, it's a code. I'm telling you, I want you to look at this in the frame of reference of a gematria, not in the oisis. Okay? You got what I'm saying? So therefore, if I tell you I want the malchus of the chokhmah and the bina, of the chug, then that means I'm telling you, I want you, the Rishash is telling you, I want you to look at the malchus, that means the gematria of the moshe chokhmah would be the miloi. The Miloy. And the Ovazoi, there we can understand what the chef is all about. When I look at Absag Ma'oven, I don't know what he wants. I'm so confused, right? Because I'm thinking it should be more from the Elohim's. So what is he trying to tell me this? I told you the secret was, because I wanted Gematria of Reish Lamed Beis. How did I know? Because I saw Malchus. Malchus told me that I should be learning this. When I look at this, I should be interested in not in the actual letters, but actually in the Gematria Shabbat. And so when I take the Gematria, I find it has the same Gematria of Bor. Okay, so that's what he's telling us over here. Mm. That makes sense?
which is Matra Bark, which all fall together.
Yeah, all fall together. Ab, which is 72. Zag is number 2, 63. Plus Ma, which is 45. Plus Ben, 52. We'll get you plus... we'll get you... how much will get you? 72, 63, 45, and 52.
232.
232. Ghalab. Barach. 232. Plus you add the four letters of... Four letters of Baruch. We'll get you the gematria of Baruch. Okay, so that's what he means over here by the Malchus, the Chochma, the Chuv, the Zivug Eliyot de Abba.
Number of pairs you can get.
Okay, so let's go back to it. Now, let's go to page 9.
How is this all Kesser? What? Is this Kesser, the Kesser, Chochma, all of Kesser?
Yeah.
No, this Chochma, the Kesser?
Well, you can look at actually, you don't have to say that. You can look at each different sphere on itself, and you have a panim for that sphere, and you have an ach for that sphere. So you don't necessarily say what I said. You can look at each sphere before the ach one. Each one will be divided into a panim, an ach, but we don't have to go to the ach right now, because then we'll get to what we're doing. So now let's go to page number 2 on our chart over here.
What did you just say?
What?
What did you just say?
The ach line, we don't have to bug. Each sphere.
No, the bit before that. About you look at each one separately. Each sephira,
Keser. We're looking at Keser. This is Keser, and then this is looking at Chochma.
Is what you mean. Each sphere, not each sphere within the Keser, not the Keser Chochma and Bina separately in the Keser.
Yeah, each category.
The three sephiras.
Each category is on. Right. Okay. So what does it say? The next kuteres over here. The address. The lechabin, a chabad. Again, that's the shefa that was produced through the zivug. The Mau Ben, that means on the right hand side, that means both for Abba Ve'Yisrael Saba, and Ben would represent the Ima and Tfuna, the Abba Ve'Ima, Ve'Yasut, Lehamshech Tipat, Absag Mau Ben, which we saw right again, that was the Asma, Le'Yesod De Chabad, Hanaz De Abba Ve'Yisrael Saba. Okay? So we're bringing down the Shefa, where we're bringing it down to? All the way down to the Yesod, where they reside. That's what we want with the tipa.
What do you mean?
And on the left hand side, we want the tipa, the kasa kamag, le kana. Here we go. There's kana come into play. Shabi yesod, the chabad, the ima, utfuna. Utfuna.
Now, why yesod? We all did machuzes before.
Excuse me? The machuz means it's a code. I told you, machuz doesn't mean machuz. Machuz means mispar.
Well,
I just showed you that.
Yeah, machuz. Yeah.
Mispar. That means it's a rebbe. The Rashash wants you to look at the malchus, the mispar, the gematria, in order to understand that this is not the emes keshefa, but rather look at the mispar to remind you of Shem Baruch.
So why is it write the whole thing out then? Why isn't it just write the gematria?
What?
Vishnam Abbas or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's just a bimachal in this number.
Again, we're bringing out shefa. There has to have a tzua to this. I don't have a great answer for this, I'll tell you, I'll be very honest. But
this is
the... You can make it much more simple then.
Then you judge
Malchut, I'm happy. Malchut is not Malchut, I told you.
But what?
It's Malchut.
So we were in Abba Ve'ima now. No, it's not about Tvuna. Now, where do we move? We take the Shefa of Yisrael Sabot Tvuna into Malchut. That's what they call it. The MS. What is it? Into what?
Into Kafod.
We're not interested.
That's a code. That's not the real thing.
No, we're not. Really? It doesn't matter where. In the Paltzuf, we're not giving details.
In which Paltzuf?
In Abba Ve'Ima. And this was Tmuna. Into their Paltzuf. We brought it into... I don't know what
it was called. I understand now. You say, Lemalchut means Lemalchut of Yisrael Sabot Tvuna.
Forget Malchus. Just translate that word malchus as gematria.
But when you say here, yeah, lehamshich hashefa ba 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 le malchus de chub. Not le malchus de chub. It's a code. Code of chub. What's the code of chub?
You are being mamshichet to the malchus. It's just when you mechavim what you be mamshichet to, you may be mechavim gematria.
No, because we see then page 2. Yeah. You're going to the Yisoid. If you brought it down to the Malchus, we never see Sheva going back up.
That's the problem.
I'm saying, so this Malchus doesn't mean Malchus. Malchus means Gematria.
So where do you bring it?
Listen, you have to know one klal is that when often we're not, and often, often we don't, we're not given all the details.
Yeah.
So if we're not giving all the details, then it's not really important where it went exactly. It went to the Netzach hold, and then it went into the Batsu. That's good enough for us. The Rishash doesn't. If the Rishash is not telling the Prodi exactly where it went to, it's not again.
He said the Malchus. No, from the beginning. So I'm thinking, you know what? The MS it doesn't go to Arich Rabin. Arich Rabin as well is a code that it's Mefurash and not Matriya.
Listen, Rabiet, I'm not making this up.
No, I understand.
When we see the listen, if you lived 350 years ago, then I would go for whatever you tell me.
No, I don't.
We're just listen. You're right. If that said this, I would say, yeah, Al-Khambi, I would be here, Darshaning, Al-Khambi is the code, doesn't really mean it. But they don't say that. What do you want from my life? Mm-hmm. Al-Khambi is not a code. When they talk about, that's why we have to follow the Mephalshim. When the Mephalshim said this is a remez, follow the instruction. When they said this is Gafka, follow the instruction.
Yeah.
We're not on the level to understand the tifkot of why they said all these things. It's alright, it's good enough for what we have, Baruch Hashem. We have a Mahalach and the Shefer bringing it down. Then right now we're up to the Yesoid. You bring him down to the Yesoid.
Sorry, but where from? From Yisrael Sabatuna.
Yes. Okay. On the right hand side it's Abba and Yisrael Sabatuna, and Ima and Tuna on the left hand side. Now you're bringing it down. Now I want to show you something over here. It's a bit of a problem here. Because if you have two Paltufim coming down, you should have two Zivugim over here. One on the right hand side, one on the left hand side. So the Nair Sidulim actually put one zivug over here, one shiluk of Abayi Eka on this side to represent the what's happening over here between Abba Yisro Saba. And on the left hand side, it is another zivug for representing Ima thing. But everybody, the earlier Sidulim did not make this chiluk, and the Mefarshim
would be the same one but twice.
Sorry?
Yes,
the same thing twice.
Same thing twice, right.
But honestly, I would have been a Mechadesh, I would never put now to Shemois.
Why?
It was a code. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
We're not here to Mechadesh things.
Yeah, that's why.
What?
How could you be Mechadesh to put two Shemois now? The new Chedush Sidurim.
Oh, so that's what I'm saying. Right. So that's the point I'm making. The Mefarshim say that since we don't find the original Sidurim, and again, we come to Musa Drosh at this point. They say, you know, this is a limit for the Doyers, because if we start chapering the Sidurim, what are the next generation going to start chapering? Well, I think like this, and I think this is a code, and I think this is a code, and this is the Ramaz. And all of a sudden, start taking different things, and the whole thing, the Gantz Limud, Olach Le'ibud. So that's why it's very important just to, even though we don't understand the Tifkai, what's going on here, but we should keep it as status quo.
It's a bit like Gemara. If you don't understand Gemara, you don't change it.
Exactly. Yeah. Really, you don't understand.
Yeah.